Friends, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, critical spirit in this past week, trying to see if I could catch a buzz off of fermented yogurt. I'm that depraved. That's true. True story. But as Birdie just told me, she's like, you know, it always starts with the little things. Like, it starts with something small, and if you don't get it out into light, it'll grow into something big. And so, truly, that is what I need to confess this week. So pray. My flesh just craves for any little loophole of comfort other than Christ. And so I got to keep running back to him and keep bringing those things into the light. So my wife, she keeps a honey-do list. We found that if she asked me to do things, I felt like it was nagging, but she still needed things for me to do. Like, hey, the toilet's not working, that light bulb I can't reach, the air conditioning's acting funny. So there needed to be some communication, but it just like when I would walk through the door and she'd be like, hey, X, Y, and Z, I'd be like, I just like need a hug and to see the kids. And she's like, I know, but that doesn't work. And so it's like, just write it down and then I'll go to the list. Well, a couple of weeks ago, and it really helped, by the way, if you guys are struggling with that, like just do a list. She writes it down, you go to the list, you get to check it off. It's awesome. Totally has helped us in our marriage. But a couple of weeks ago, I went to the list. I'm like, okay, you know, diaper pail, that light bulb. And then this one item, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. It said, kill the mosquitoes. And I straight up, do not take this advice from me. I go, hey, you know we live in Texas, right? Like, it's a factor of living here. Like, you just can't. Like, it's like the bubonic plague. Like, you can't push this back. It's here. We have a shade tree. They like the shade. Like, we're just going to have mosquitoes. And the reason why is because as a mom of three little kids, she's like, I need the backyard. And I mean, truly, our kids have, like, whelps on them. There's, like, we have a blood donation center in our backyard from these mosquitoes that are sucking the life out of our kids. And so she's like, I don't know what to do because I really need them in the backyard, but they can't go out there and it's bad. And I'm like, okay, well, hey, just before I kill the mosquitoes, like, let me know how to prioritize this first. Would you like me to colonize Mars first? Or should I cure cancer? Would you like me to boil the ocean? Should I print the internet? Which one of those impossible things should I do before I kill the mosquitoes? And she just like looks at me. And I was like, well, I mean, what are you even asking for? And she's like, well, I mean, there's someone that can do it. And I'm like, oh, really? You see, because moms have a secret power. And some of you moms know this. Moms have this secret power. It's the secret resource that men don't have access to. It's the compendium of all known knowledge of life hacks. And it's this, mom blogs. And so she's like, well, yeah, I know exactly who you can call. Let me get on my mom blog or my mom list or Facebook list or whatever it is. She's like, here's the number, sweetie. And straight up, I call this number of these mosquito killers, and they come to our backyard, and the mosquitoes are gone, like gone. I mean, see me afterwards if you have this problem. That's funny that got applause. You know my pain. But it straight up cured it. I was amazed. I mean, I'm walking around, the kids, like no bug spray even. Miraculous, especially after the rain that we've had. And in this company, they're like, hey, you know, and if you ever see any, just call us and we'll come back out. I'm like, yeah, sure you will. For how much? And they're like, for free. Like, we'll stand by it. You know, we'll come back out. And they did. Like, we saw a couple more mosquitoes. It's like, I only saw two, but I was like, I'm taking you up on your offer. We saw two. There might be more coming. Those might have been the spies that are coming in before they bring more. And so they came back out and they hit it again. And now they're gone. And that's life. And that is what God does for us. You see, when I read that, kill the mosquitoes, that's how I treat my sin most often. I'm like, oh man, I got this like struggle and I've got to work my way out of it. I've got to wrestle this thing to the ground. I've got to beat porn. I've got to beat anxiety. I've got to beat fear. I've got to beat body image. I'm just, wow, how could I be such a loser that I would drink fermented yogurt hoping to get a buzz? I got to beat that. And it's the same stupidity and impossibility as trying to rid your backyard of mosquitoes. You can't. You got to call on somebody stronger than you. And God does. He promises it. And he says in his word that he has freed us from the penalty of sin. And he has freed us from the power of sin. The presence is still there. But he's the one. He just says, call upon me, just like I called upon the mosquito guys. Like, it'd be stupid for me to try to go out there and kill every single mosquito I couldn't, or I call on this higher power, and they're eradicated. And that's God's promise in Romans 8:13. It says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Translation, if you do what your flesh wants to do, you're gonna run your life into the ground. It will not go well for you. But if by the Spirit, he is the means, by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the flesh, you'll live. And so right there it says, hey, put to death the mosquitoes of sin, but you don't have the power. It says by the Spirit. And so you call upon God's Spirit and he kills those mosquitoes of sin. He eradicates them from your life. And you're like, yeah, but they're gonna come back. I mean, he's not gonna do it forever. That's right, they'll come back. Satan's alive, your flesh is alive, the world's gonna whisper lies, but you just keep calling upon him and it's free every time and more powerful than anything else, and he will dispel and repel and kill and eradicate sin from your life. And I can testify to it. Like, I'm 12 years sober from alcohol. He has wiped that mosquito that sucked the life out of me from my life, and yet this past weekend it came buzzing back in through fermented yogurt, of all things. And so I get to call upon that higher power, my higher power, the higher power, and say, hey, it came back. I got another mosquito in my yard. And he comes and she's like, thanks for calling. Wipes it out, and he will do it for you no matter what your struggle. That's what he's doing in this place. There's revival happening in this place because brothers and sisters are calling upon Jesus Christ, the only higher power, and he's pushing it back. He's killing the enemy that's sucking the life out of all of us.